So obviously, Corey, going into the Northern, you had to be quite happy with your game. I think 6th at the AM, tied for 5th in the mid. You had to be happy with your game going into the Northern, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of starting to trend in the right direction leading up to the AM. And obviously, it felt really good to play there with the course playing as difficult as it was for those 4 days. So gave me a lot of confidence heading into the Northern for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, you obviously know well. I think you won the qualifier, correct me if I'm wrong there, and then then rolled through, and you and Ashley, one of your many battles you've had, I guess, just went right for you over the 3 days.
Yeah,
right there for you.
Everything kind of went well right from the start. I got off to a good start on the Saturday and went bogey free, which was really exciting. That doesn't happen very often for me, so that was pretty happy. Then on Sunday, I went up against my buddy Brady in the morning, and we both played well in that match, went right to 18, and then played defending champ Greg Swenson in the afternoon, and played well against him to get it done there. Then going into Monday morning, it was me versus Danny, which is a big one for me. So it's always exciting to play against arguably the best player in the province for the last 5 years. So That was an exciting day. And then to get it done against Ziggy, obviously, was pretty cool.
For sure. Just tell me kind of the difference between, you know, the match play is fun to talk about it because it is so much different and things can kind of change over the weekend. But, you know, you got to beat some really great players. Does that make it the win a little more special?
100%. I mean,
yeah,
winning is always special. Like, no matter winning every tournament, you're going to have to beat great players every weekend. So, but like you said, in match play, it is a little extra competitive because you got that one-on-one, you get those extra juices flowing. So it was really special, and especially, like I said, the players I did beat this week were some of the best in the province for a long time now. So it was a really good weekend.
For sure, and as good as you're playing, I'd have to think you probably didn't think you were going to win on the 14th hole on Monday.
No, you never want it to go down like that. But I birdied the first three holes, got off to just a really hot start, and could put the pressure on Ziggy early, and then I kind of just went from there and kept the gas down and birdied 6 and never looked back.
Perfect. Well, you got your second win. Congratulations on that. Just a historic, great tournament up there. Going to the mid-AM or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're off heading there on the 20th of Toronto, so really looking forward to that as well. Good group of guys going, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, your game's obviously in great shape. What's the plan for the next couple of weeks just to get ready for that and obviously, you know, compete and play well there?
Much of the same. Just keep playing at Cook. It's such a good test right now still, as you know. Danny and I are off to Battleford to play in the two-man tournament there on the 13th, 14th. So it'll be fun to just get a little extra competition in before we head out. So, yeah, nothing too crazy. Just get some reps in and keep things heading in the right direction.
Great. Well, congrats on the win again, Corey. You've had a great year. Good luck in Toronto as well. I'm sure you'll show well there too.
I hope so. I appreciate the time, Clark.